This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Applications are now open for AMI's scholarship. If you're a Canadian student with a permanent disability, learn more about how you can apply for the 2021 AMI Robert Pearson Memorial Scholarship. Visit AMI.ca/scholarship for more information. I'm Kelly McDonald, host of the program in the London, Ontario home studio. Ramya Muthan in her home studio in Toronto.
So now let's get to this once a month conversation we like to have on the second Tuesday. It's Fashion with Kia Osborne.
Hi, I'm Kia Osborne, and I'm here to share all things fashion to outfit you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Kia, today the focus is on the soles of our feet. It's been a pretty interesting year for fashion. I'd say let's just get comfy, but there's a little more than that to the fashion stuff that's going on. So we're transitioning.
Sure.
Yes. And we're transitioning into spring 2021. So I'm hoping that the leisured and comfort part is here to stay as it continues to be like sweatpants and athleisure wear. But we're talking specifically about footwear. So let's get into it.
Yes. So I hope you all can hear me okay. So for footwear, so I know you're going to love this because when this popped up in my research, I'm like, yep, this is for Ramya. So the fuzzy slipper.
See, we went to the other end for the hats. Oh, yeah. Kelly's all over that.
Yeah, for Kelly. Right.
And now our soles of our feet.
The soles of our feet is just, this is specifically for Ramya, the slide. So you're going to see slides from, you know, your house slipper has now graduated to outdoors. So you're stepping, you're bringing that leisure wear, sleepwear inspiration to the outdoors. You're going to see them out, you know, Urban Outfitters had a, you know, a full fur version. And of course, you remember the colors this year are the lime greens, the yellows, the powder blues getting into the pastel. So you're going to see a lot of these fuzzy slippers or these fuzzy slides per se in those trend colors. So, you know, from the bed to the bus stop, there you go. You got your shoe. And you have your high-end version by, which I researched, it's the Waverly Slide by Jack Ernest. So it's quite expensive. Or you can get a really cute pair at Urban Outfitters. Also, too, not to forget that, you know, of course, your Nike and Adidas, they have their, you know, the sports-inspired slides.
The slick slides.
Which are great. Slippers for both male, female. So, again, that's unisex. So that is a great trend to pair, again, with your denims, your cut-off shorts for the summer, and, of course, your leisure track suits, your coordinates.
Okay. I like slides.
Mm-hmm. I know you.
I just wanted to put that out there. Yeah,
that's why I went first.
I know, and if you really want to, and if you want to be indulgent, you could get a pair of Shearling slides, which are by Manolo Blahnik, which are an exorbitant amount of money, but they're
Well, she makes big bucks, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
So, just, Ramya, there you go.
Send me
and
the link.
I will after this call.
Okay.
Sign her up.
So,
all right, next up.
If we want to keep with the minimalist style, so again, flat sandals are back in trend. The thong sandal, you saw a lot of it, you know, on the runways again. A lot of the thong sandals with the, you know, the beautiful wraparound, which elongates the ankle and up to the calf, really great. Again, it's all about that comfort. You know, Prada, Chloe, they had those, you know, those great styles, Gucci. And again, it can be either as flat to the ground, so that very casual, beachy look. Or again, if you want a kitten heel, which is a very, a kitten heel is about 1 to 2 inches in height. So that would, again, elevate your look to a bit more dressy. So if you want to dress up your casual look, again, you can have your flat thong sandal, either wrap around or that mule type Sandal again, that song Sandal is in. And of course the colors, really beautiful, that lemon yellow, which again, that is on trend, or even that mustard yellow, beautiful, beautiful on the foot.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I can keep, I guess I'll just keep going because there's shoes. So they did also the Mary Jane. That's coming back to your, that really brought me back to childhood, because again, the Mary Jane is a flat rounded, whole shoe, sole almost mimicking a loafer. So it has that loafer comfort. But again, it has the strap across the top of the foot. So again, you saw Gucci bringing back that style, and of course wearing it with ankle socks, which I don't really have a penchant for that look, but it's very smart. It's very, very preppy, very, you know, again, very youthful and comfortable. And if you really want to have a statement shoe, they've done some different variations with the Mary Jane. So there is a kitten heel version, which is in this lime green, and it's a pointed toe, very elegant. So again, for that, you know, if you want to try to, you know, I know we don't really have anywhere to go except from the fridge to the couch, but if you want to dress up for that occasion to saunter onto the fridge, a really beautiful pump, a kitten heel pump would elevate your look while you're in your satin pajamas.
Yeah. That's what you do, okay, man. Just for that walk.
That sounds like porch sitting, right?
Yeah.
Or are we actually going somewhere?
Well,
I thought posing in front of the fridge she was talking about. But
posing in front of the fridge.
Okay.
From the fridge to the sofa, that's the kitten heel pump. Because again, once we're out and about, this is great. The kitten heel pump would be great, especially in a statement color as that apple green, green apple, that tart green apple color. Again, that's beautiful for, you know, from, you know, the office to date night to a nice function, a patio. But again, your fridge will be your option for now. So yeah. Sorry to say.
You can wave at everybody on the TV that's on the patio.
That's right, with your shoe. So a Western, again, if you're getting back into boots, again, because a lot of that transitional, we're still in that transitional, these traditional temperatures. So the Western style, the cowboy boot is back, and you can wear these in the summer, again, with the cutoff shorts or, have your jeans tucked in. Both great for men and women. And you're, again, it's there, you know, with the wonderful buckles, the stitching, you know, fire flame stitching. And again, you can get them in a multitude of heights. So again, you can get the cowboy boot up to above, right up to the base of your knee, or you can get ankle or booty type cowboy boots. So again, that'd be more suited to, you know, the males. And again, a multitude of colors. You're getting it in your, you know, calfskin tans. Of course, your black. I've seen them in white because, again, as we talked about spring fashions, white boots are on trend. So you're going to see white cowboy boots.
Boots have been trending everywhere, too.
Yeah, and that's okay. I like the idea of the shorter, as low as you could get them would be kind of nice with that style. But white always really surprises me, especially with the care and take, you know, when you get something like footwear.
It is. I mean, again, your shoemaker is your best friend, and also investing in some great, depending if you're, you know, again, if you're into the vegan leathers, you know, they're easily cleaned by wiping them with a little bit of soap and water. But again, if you have leather, which again, I still love my leather shoes, getting that white polish, or again, really connecting with your shoemaker to make sure they're buffed and shined properly. But even with the cowboy boot, that rugged scuff look is right on trend with cowboy boots because you want to have that rugged edged look. So that's for cowboy boots. And again, this kind of catapulting off of that, there is the equestrian look. Again, Ralph Lauren, he's the king of the equestrian boot. The riding boot will be back for the fall. So it's a bit too, we're getting into spring now. So for fall, the equestrian boot, either in a soft caftan, a soft calfskin tan, or again, a leather. All the designers are doing it. You're seeing Stella McCartney's done it, Gucci's done it. Again, Ralph Lauren, that's your, he's the king of that, the riding boot. And again, the riding boot will hit right on the knee. So you're going to get, you know, again, that sleek, very clean look, beautiful boot. Mm-hmm. It that's an investment piece because it always, always comes back on trend.
I agree. And I've seen that too. Like, you know, you just go browsing and see that riding boots are everywhere also. Does it work for comfort? Like, is it known for comfort?
Definitely, because the riding boot is, because if you think of equestrian, the equestrian fashion, it's a thick sole, flat sole, rounded toe, and the leather is, you know, it's worked in, the leather's quite worked in, because again, it fits the shaft of the leg, it elongates the leg, so you want that comfort. So it is a comfort boot, and again, if you want more comfort, again, consult with your, always pair up with your, how come I'm just losing it today? I forgot the name. Your shoe repair person. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ramya, for helping me out. Again, if you want it tipped with,
if you want to be exact, your cobbler.
There you go. Wow. See,
your cobbler
left us hanging the whole time.
Uh-huh. Yes. So again, because leather soles can be a bit slippery, so if you want them, resoled with rubber for more comfort and safety, that's something that you can do. I've actually done that with my boots, so they're timeless. I've had them for 4 years and counting.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I don't know, Kia, if you've seen any of my shoes, but I take really good care of them. No scuffing at all. I'm proud of the way that I keep my shoe conditions. Not all, that was a lie. But it is good to get some of the ones that you know will last the longest because, not all of us are great at that.
Well, if you want more of a rugged shoe, again, mm-hmm. Another trend that I'm really happy is back, the combat boot. Oh. I'm so happy that chunky, thick sole. It's called the love sole because the tread of that sole. And again, it's kind of reminiscent of, they're bringing back that hiking look. So mm-hmm. It's a combat boot / hiking boot. That is on trend. And again, it's transitional for spring because you're going to still see, you can wear it with your white jeans. You put on a combat boot, or if you're having a long flowy dress for women, long flowy dress, you got your ankle combat boot with a thick tread. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And again, all of these shoes have style and comfort built in, which is great. There was a beautiful boot. Can't recall the designer. I think I put in the notes, but they actually had a boot that was suede and leather and rubber. And in tan color. So again, it's fashionable and functional. So you're getting the best of both. But again, that's a statement boot, but the combat boot / hiking boot on trend.
Okay. Any other last ones you want to get to before we go?
Oh my gosh. I mentioned platforms. So platforms are back. Again, you can see the platform in the Mary Jane style, or again, a platform boot. I'm just going to run through really quickly, the love sole, which again, as I was talking about, is that thick, chunky sole. So you saw Mary Jane's with that almost like a platformed type sole, really on trend for the season. And I talked about platforms, sandals, ooh, chains. So if you're into adornment, chains on your loafers or on your slides, as I mentioned before, a chain across the top of the foot, that's on trend. And also your strappy sandals, because we'll be going out having patio season, or again, hanging out by the fridge, strappy sandals with chain adornment is on trend. So look out for those special details in your shoes.
Awesome, Kia. Thank you so much. We'll wrap it there. You went through a lot of shoe trends today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kia Osborne joining us on our fashion segment. That's on the second Tuesday of every month.
Just leave that tray out that you have for the winter boots and just leave your shoes on there so they look good. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we return, we have our collections and hobbies feature. We're going to be visiting with Leslie DePoe. She's going to be breaking down her love for step aerobics next.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.